I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's King at Jeromney. He's Ski at TSB Ski. Tweet at one of us if you want. If you're still doing the thing. Who's that now? Who's that now? Is that that? Is that that Ski? That Ski fella? I can't quite see
you. Eat more. Come up closer to the camera. Starving. Oh my gosh! Come on in.
They call this a Zoom meeting. I need you to zoom in. I can't quite see you, Ski. I can't quite see
skin
you.
Skin and bones eat.
Skin and bones, don't you know, Bobby? You gotta eat. You're not eating your greens, are you, Ski? Are ya? Oh no, it's a damn shame. We are on Twitch right now, so if you're listening to this and you have not checked that out, do so. twitch.tv/abrog87. We record the podcast every Thursday around 7:30 or 8, so hop in the chat. If you follow the page, then it will give you notification when we go live, and you can just click a button and listen or watch and do all the things. It's a good time. Also, join our Discord. Sports Brewery in the Discord, that's where we bullshit during the day. So if you would like to bullshit with us during the day about random things, DuckDuckChef in our cooking hashtag drops menus and meals that he makes on a nightly basis, and it will make you drool. And he's awesome. He's awesome at his job. And it's really fun to see people who are awesome at their job and also get ideas for cooking things. That I could not make as successfully as he can.
Do it in the playoffs.
Yo, what's that? So it's like the coconut soup, the coconut
with
curry.
Sweet potato
curry soup. Baby. Oh, baby. Ooh. Oh, baby. The professor. My nephew. Right.
Before we get into anything.
Movie?
You knocked it out. Great.
Movie on Sunday, before we forget, is Collision Course. It is it's got Jay Leno and Pat Morita in it, and it's on Max right now.
Ernie Hudson
is also in the movie. Yep, that is correct. It is on Max. Collision Course is the name of the movie. So I'm not going to tell you to watch it, but it's on there. You can listen to us talk about it on Sunday. All right, go for it.
Let me preface it. You don't have to watch an hour and 29 minutes of it. Yeah. You just have to watch like the final 2 minutes to see one of the greatest things ever in movies. So do that.
Booble in WCP in the chat. Booble says, sounds like a ski ass movie. Mm-hmm. And then WCP says, skis movie question mark. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hey, we
1980s racism. Ooh. Right up his alley.
Right. Is this movie racist? Oh boy.
No. We've been on a run of too many good movies, so I had to mix it up a little bit.
I cannot wait to crush you when it's my turn next.
I don't know if you could do anything worse, honestly.
I don't need that kind of heat, man. If we're trying to top each other and Collision Course is where we're starting, oh boy. Oh boy.
All right. There's
Booble says three, Booble says they play that movie on loop in the Founders Club, Ski.
Well, there are probably a lot of racists in the Founders Club, so they might like it. But
you said it.
So 3 minutes till the Ducks tip off. Talk me off of betting the Ducks tonight against Stanford.
Stanford scores way too much. They average, they're like a 50% three-pointing shoot team. Like I have no
77.5 points a game. Ducks 76.3.
No, Stanford shoots the three way too well.
They are 10th in the country in three-point shooting.
Even though that's funny stat, because they're like, oh, they're 10th at, you know, whatever it is, like 38.9, and then you're like, oh well, shit. Who's at 37.4? And you're like, oh, it's Memphis Tech, and they're 179th. It's like, well, they made like 8 more threes. Yeah, it's
good old Memphis Tech.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you doing okay? Like, are you all right?
Hey. Stanford, King's talking up Stanford like they're, you know, a 20 win. They have like 11 wins right now.
Well, I don't think they're good. Just saying, I don't think Oregon's going to score enough. Oregon never wins in the Bay Area.
They don't. That is true.
They never win in the mountain, you know, the Rocky Mountains either. It's just a hellscape.
I mean, the reason I ask is because you're asking us if you should bet on Oregon against Stanford. And no, you shouldn't.
Oh, too bad you guys are both wrong, and I did. So, there you go.
So are you asking us questions that you already answered for yourself?
Can I give you some Oregon v. Stanford stats?
Oh, all right.
Booble says, drop a C note, you coward.
Since 1987, Oregon is 5-30 at Maples Pavilion. Their last win, in fairness, was in 2021. They won 71-68. And before that, they won in 2017 by 2. And before that, it was before Ernie Kent was around, so we don't need to talk about it. Again, 5-30 since 1987 at Maples Pavilion.
It's good numbers.
If you're asking a question, Ski, the answer is no.
Keefe was a menace against Oregon. You don't just walk into Maples and beat Brevin Knight.
Of course not.
Oh, there's a name.
When Casey Jacobson is opposing you, it's over. You just cannot beat that guy.
Who was the Spanish guy that always like killed the Ducks too? Kind of that time, like late 90s, I think.
No, it was early 2000s. I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Murdered him.
What a hell, like. So I'm almost glad that Oregon is now going to the Big Ten, so I never have to watch them play Utah, which they usually win at, to be fair. They've never won at Colorado, I think, right?
Did they
win in the pandemic year or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one in their last, like, 80.
Yeah, and that, and then, like I said, the Bay Area trip. Ugh. I do not. If those trips never existed the last 2 years, Oregon's tournament team. Bad tournament team. I'm saying they're good, but they're making the tournament.
Out of all the teams that we are leaving in the Pac-12, which one are you the happiest about? Is it Stanford?
Colorado. I'll say Stanford. I think Stanford. Yeah. Stanford has some scars on me.
Yeah.
So I remember
basketball, like, and football. Like, absolutely. Yeah.
Probably like 2005, 2006.
And Arizona.
I went to a game in McCourt, and Stanford was like number 3 and Oregon was like number 11. Yeah, I'm making up the numbers, but Stanford was elite. Oregon was good. This is a Luke Jackson, Luke Ridenour type year. And Oregon was up at like 16 in the second half, went to get some popcorn, you know, came back a little late at halftime. And that 16-point lead was like 10. I'm like, whatever. And then it was at 2. And then it was Stanford by 6.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fun.
Uh-oh. That must have been, that was probably like the Collins twins.
Collins. Yeah, I think it was more Collins than Lopez. Yeah.
Eduardo Najara? Is that who you're thinking of, Ski?
Are you thinking of Eduardo Najara?
Najara?
Eduardo Najara.
I don't know who this person is. I'm reading.
That is not who I'm thinking of.
Okay. I don't know who this person is.
His name might have just been Spanish, his last name.
Is Spanish?
It might have just been.
That's like a Guy Ritchie movie. Dude's just named Spanish. Yeah.
He might not have actually been Spanish, but his name might have been Spanish. There's a chance.
So he is from Spain and not Mexico. Okay. Got it. You guys watch the All-Star festivities?
I only tuned in for Steph and Sabrina. I watched not 1 second of anything else.
I watched.
Are you thinking of Chris Hernandez?
I don't think I'm thinking of Chris. It's not. This guy was like a guard. Was Chris Hernandez? I thought Hernandez was like a big.
Was he? He was a guard, 6'2".
Was he?
Yeah, from Fresno.
I might. I don't.
We'll figure this out.
We will get to the bottom of it.
The thing. Okay, so the All-Star game, I watched it.
The game?
I did.
Huh.
I have a kid. You know, he's hooping and he likes to watch.
Yeah.
It.
Okay. Fair enough.
And he bailed on it early. Said it was boring as hell.
Yeah.
And
so so what? He just left you watching it, and you kept watching.
Yeah, and I watched it for like 20 more minutes, and just turned. I mean, like. It was on. I wasn't really watching.
While you're doing stuff. Yeah, I got you.
But like the thing about the NBA is LeBron, Steph Curry, like they're the old guys now. Like, you know, no kidding, right? But the new guys who, you know, we have guys that people like, he's the best player, which is Jokic, right? We have people that want Luka to be the best player. And then we have people that say Anthony Edwards will be, in just a few years, by far the best player, right? And if you watch the All-Star game, those three players did not give a single fucking shit. Jokic trying to dunk. Luka, in like the second quarter, throwing up a three-quarters court shot.
Well, he was
going, Anthony Edwards.
He was going for the 2-for-1, King. I mean, come on. It's basketball strategy, yeah. Man. Come
Anthony on. Edwards during skills competition and in the game, just shooting left-handed for no reason to me and saying, I don't really care about this. I don't expect any All-Star game. Baseball is different because it kind of has to be played to a certain level. Like, a pitcher can't just throw it 80 miles an hour. It's just not how it works. So I don't really expect the NBA game to be like playoff intensity or regular season intensity. But when you have these three guys who going forward are supposed to be your shining beacons of light, and none of them, they're openly saying, we don't give a shit about the game. And everyone is saying, we don't give a shit about the game. Get rid of the game, because last year was awful. And I don't know if you guys were paying attention, but Adam Silver had spent, you know, the last like 2 weeks before saying this year will be different. Last year was terrible. We got buy-in. We upped the pay or whatever. Like, we're playing better. And if you watched him, well, you guys didn't because you didn't watch it. Mm-mm. They showed him a few times in the stands. And then I didn't see this because I wasn't watching at that point, but I watched it on YouTube. Like him giving the All-Star Game MVP to Dame, he was furious. He knew that game was fucking atrocious. And like there was a point where, so in the very beginning, because the game was in Indianapolis, Tyrese Halliburton, standard thing, home player goes for the All-Star MVP, right? That's how it happens. And he just bang, 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 hits 5 threes real quick. And then there were points in like the late third and early fourth, there were two times where Lillard had the ball and he could have passed anyone because no one's playing defense. And Halliburton on one of them was like, and he was like, nope, I'm shooting it from 50. And he made it. And he was the All-Star MVP. It's a shitty product. It's awful. I don't have an answer. Honestly, there are no answers. Because if you read reports like, well, pay us more money. I don't begrudge these guys for making 30, 40, 50 million a year. I don't. If I was 6'9" and could jump 50 inches, you know, I would want to make that money too. It's perfectly understandable. But it's almost an affront at a certain point where they're like, well, you got to pay us $1 million to care. It's a shitty game. It's a shitty product. I will not watch anymore. But the sad thing is because for a few years before the last two, the All-Star game was fine.
When the players were drafted, is that?
Well, the first year was kind of cheating because they did the Elam ending. They had said that before, and then Kobe passed away. And so then they were really playing hard for Kobe. And then they did a couple of drafts with the Elam ending where, yeah, you could play shit ball for three quarters, three and a half. But at a certain point, you had to reach this point total. And so then they played hard for 7 minutes. But man, the last 2 years, unwatchable. Unwatchable.
And it's only going to be watchable if they make it for home court in the finals, and they'll never do.
No, they won't. And they should, and in fairness, they shouldn't. That's kind of a dumb little. We saw that worked in MLB. No one liked it. But
well, could they turn it into what the NFL did and just get rid of the game altogether? Have an All-Star weekend and just have everybody who's voted in as an All-Star show up. Some of them participate in the three-point contest, dunk contest, you know, whatever skills contest you decide to have or whatever, and then the rest of them just chill and BS and play around, and maybe you figure out some sort of contest that includes more people. I don't know what that would be.
Well, I mean, did you guys...
They got to fill a second day is the whole thing. If you lose a game, you lose a day.
Well, no, make it a day. Make it like All-Star Saturday and have everything on the same day. Like,
It's corporate. It's not going to happen. Yeah. No. Like, you do realize there's a whole thing on Friday, right?
Sure.
Yeah, is that all the celebrity games and rising stars?
They have the one with the YouTube guy who nobody passed to. That's all. I have no idea who this dude is, but all I saw on my Instagram was how there was this YouTuber who never got passed to and was really short and was making weird faces the whole time. That's all I saw about the whole thing. I do not give a shit. No, but again, like, it's dumb. And that's sort of what the NFL realized is the whole thing is dumb and nobody actually cares about the thing other than to vote people in. They don't actually want to watch the game, though. That's the only thing that the fans actually cared about. And so once the NFL
they used to want to watch the game when
Sean Taylor was blowing up punters and stuff, like, yeah, sure.
No, I'm talking about the NBA All-Star game used to be a great thing to watch when Kobe played
because Kobe gave a shit and like was competitive. And
Jordan didn't give a shit. He wasn't going to let someone score on him.
No, like I was watching something. I think it was a clip from like 2014.
But again,
realize like LeBron what it is and now. Kobe were absolutely ding each other up. And granted, it was like a three possession thing. You know, it wasn't the whole game.
Yeah.
We don't want that. We did whatever, but in the fourth quarter, you gotta try somewhat. It's just the whole thing sucks. And even aside from the game, I take it you guys didn't watch the slam dunk contest either.
Oh, I saw highlights of it. Again, you have a guy in there who is not on an NBA team, and he's the big draw. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, Jaylen Brown, I mean, Jesus Christ. He did a dunk where he dunked over a 5'2" YouTuber who is sitting down on a chair. He dunked the ball, and because he's a Boston Celtic, then he did the D Brown. Oh, I'm not looking.
But he was looking. He was.
He dunked the ball. He saw it went in, and then was like, "Oh, I'm not seeing anything."
His fancy dunk, the one that like was supposed to shock people, was him dunking left-handed. He put a fucking flashy glove on.
It is shocking because he can't dribble left-handed. So I didn't expect him to dunk.
He did a simple ass dunk left-handed. That's the gimmick.
Well, and like the thing about the slam dunk contest that should be something that goes away because the human body can only do so much. Like I think it was Jaime Jaquez who dunked over Shaq. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. I couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. No one listening to this could do that. But he's now like the third person who has used Shaq as a prop and dunked over him. Like we've seen this.
Vince Carter did it in a game, dog, against somebody who's taller than Shaq. Like,
oh, like this isn't even. I'm not even trying to slight people. There's just so many things you can do, and like Mac McClung doing the thing where he again, I couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. I'm not bagging on him, but his best dunk was between the legs. He kind of lets the ball go for about 5 inches before he grabs it again and slams it behind his head. I wish I could do that. That'd be fucking awesome. But if that's the peak of human evolution, just get rid of the contest. Get rid of it.
What if they turn it into a slam ball dunk contest?
Teams would never torn
ACLs all over the place. Yeah.
Well, make that like a $10 million, prize for the winner. Make it worth it.
Okay, I got it. So it's a Saturday. Like, we're getting rid of Friday. Friday's stupid. An NBA All-Star weekend is stupid. So we're doing Saturday. We start around noon. We're doing a noon rock and jock, right? Not a celebrity. You pay for the rights to the name of rock and jock. That will get people to watch. You do rock and jock. You have 20-point shots. You have the basket like 10 feet above the regular rim that people can shoot on. You have hot spots.
Dan Cortez there?
Dan Cortez is the host of the whole thing.
Where's Daisy Fuentes?
Daisy Fuentes.
That's all I'm asking.
Come on. Exactly that. We do rock and jock. That's how you start the day. And then as you go on, you have maybe the three-point contest. Three-point contest. But the trick is you got to get people to buy in. So you have to have Dame. You have to have Steph. You have to have guys who are actually shooters in this thing. Otherwise, people aren't gonna give a fuck.
Shoot 'em.
And then
shooters.
You gotta have shooters. I gotta have So you. So then after that, you do your gimmick, right? You do your Steph against Sabrina. You do your whatever you come up with in any given year, you do your gimmick. But you got to make it fucking good. And then you close the night with the dunk contest. And the three-point contest, you have to get people to do it. And so if that means you got to pay people, then fucking pay people, NBA. Do you want people to give a fuck about this dumbass weekend or not?
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but their ratings were like high this year.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It was like a 5-year high. And granted, there's like 2+ years of COVID, 3+, you know, we're okay.
But the product is dog shit, and there's no arguing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, and the players don't even disagree with that. That's the hard part. Like, I was listening to something with Chauncey Billups, who, good God, why is he still employed? But he was just, his whole thing was, I just told Scoot and Shaden, who I don't even think played.
Shane's hurt. So
yeah. They were just like, he was like, don't play hard enough to get hurt, but don't loaf it enough to where you get hurt. And then they asked him, did you watch that? And then did you watch any All-Star? And he was like, I didn't watch it. Watch it. He's like, it's all terrible. I don't watch it.
No. And King brought it up. I don't think they could do anything new in dunking.
No.
So you want to end with the dunk contest? You got to get rid of the dunk contest.
I don't agree. I don't agree. You keep the dunk contest, but you have to get good dunkers in it. We can't.
But
keep...
are there good dunkers? We've
seen,
like that
we've seen the we've seen the best dunker ever in Vince Carter.
Aaron Gordon did a couple of dunks that I don't think anybody else could do.
So. Yeah, the same thing Blake Griffin did. Saw that.
The under the legs dunk is like where he grabbed it from the mascot is still I jumped off my couch and yelled. That's one of the best things I've ever seen.
This isn't 1996 anymore where Isaiah Ryder does the first like between the legs dunk and we were just flabbergasted. Like,
and you want to know what's funny? I watched a TikTok about that. He was the third player in the dunk contest to do that dunk.
Was it Harold Miner and?
It was like Moses Malone.
No, Moses Malone was not going between.
I don't remember, but he was the third person to do it, and it was like the other guys were from like the 80s.
Moses. No, they just have to bank on the 3-point contest will never be bad. Because like I said, good shooters always join in on it. And you can't fuck it up, too. I mean, they add the little extra bonus ball stuff now, but that doesn't take away from it.
Man, the starry ball this year. No one could hit it.
Oh.
What, was it like lopsided or something? How could no one hit the starry ball? Did I miss something? Were they like, oh, there's a block of wood on one side, and so it warbles.
I think, it must have been like a rugby ball.
We put mayonnaise on it. Good luck.
Yeah,
because like no one could use it.
It's like one of those Nerf balls that's like misshapen, and you shoot it, and it just goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah.
It was like the Virgin Mary. No one could hit it.
Do you used to have one of those whistle footballs? Do you remember those?
I was going to say, that's what they need to bring to the Pro Bowl. Fucking with the Vortex football. Yeah. See who could throw it like 200 yards.
Okay. This is just me talking now. But this, I wasn't going to bring it up. Why would I bring it up? But now that you mentioned it, just give me like 3 minutes. You're talking about Nerf balls. So I have a neighbor, total bitch. He's a fucking bitch. He is a fucking bitch.
Sounds like a bitch.
He's a bitch. And so last Friday, I had a friend. There was like a fundraiser thing, and there were two of them. So I was going to go. It was yesterday. The wife was going to go Friday for the other one. And we had friends who were on the same team. We were going to swap, right? So
wife swapping?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I had a friend over, and we had some kids over because they were doing their thing. We did our thing yesterday. And they were playing out in the front in the street with a Nerf football. Nerf. Just a shitty little sponge ball. And this guy's a fucking loser. My neighbor, he's a fucking loser. And every time kids come out and play, he gets on his either security camera feed or pops open the blinds to look at him. Like I said, he's a fucking loser. And they're playing for like 20 minutes. And it's kind of starting to rain, and all of a sudden the Nerf ball flutters out of my kid's hand and lands in their driveway. Doesn't hit a car, doesn't hit a mailbox, doesn't hit a lawn, doesn't hit a shrub, it hits cement. And he ran out there with a fucking quickness, grabbed the ball, and said, "You tell your dad to come over here, I'll get the ball back." And I was like, I hate this man. I hate him with a passion. I want to hurt him. I want to harm him. He's a bitch. Did I mention he's a bitch? My neighbor's a bitch.
Sounds like a bitch.
Okay, he's a bitch. And I was like, I'm not dealing with him tonight. Whatever. Fuck the guy. So the next day, we go over. And he's like, "What football? We didn't take your football." "What football?" Talking about. And long story short, they said we called the cops and they said we can keep your Nerf football. and it was like, did it hit any of your property other than cement? Yes. Well, send us the video. Yeah, actually didn't.
You have security, right? Yeah.
Yes, we do. And they go, "Well, it actually didn't hit anything. It just landed in our driveway." So can you just give us the football back? Because it's Nerf. It's foam. It's not going to hurt anyone. And he did. But it was like, what kind of a fucking loser? These guys are, this couple is like in their early 30s with two kids. And like, and they're just terrified of a Nerf football that hits cement. And they just watched the whole thing. They watched the whole time for a half hour for the one time. And he ran out and grabbed it like a frog tongue when he finally sees a fly. Have I mentioned my neighbor's a bitch?
What happened to this man in his life to make him act this way? To make him wait for your kids to do something that's going to piss him off, and then when they come close to possibly doing something, then he jumps at it and makes a scene. Like, what is going on?
He's just a loser. Like, he's told my kids walking home, you know, he's talk shit to them while they walk home by themselves with no one else around.
Yeah. He's just a loser. He's talking shit to your kids?
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking him. Oh, yeah. I'm fucking him.
Oh, believe me.
Do you want me to do it for you? Do you want me to do it for you?
I want to kill him.
I'll do it for you. Yeah.
He weighs like a buck 20 and he has a really bad shoulder. I just want to lift him up like a big show and just Goldberg him.
Yeah.
But moving on, thank you for letting me get that grievance off my
shoulder. Break your back with my knee like so. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate this man.
I want to call the cops and ask if I could keep something that touched my driveway too.
Yeah. Well,
I can, right?
What's so funny is the last time I got into it with him, because a wiffle ball hit his sidewalk. Not grass, not a wiffle ball hit his sidewalk. He made fun of me. This is when I had long hair. He made fun of me for having long hair. And I wanted to be like, "You have alopecia. The fuck you talking about, man?"
This is when you turn like the side of his house into a driving range and just.
Oh, I've had conversations about like renting a really shitty hotel for like $19 a night where I just walk to it. So the car is still there and no surveillance can catch anything. And at some point I just like walk into the neighborhood with like a gorilla suit and I just throw like screws and tacks under all their tires and just walk away. Cause I'm just a gorilla. Like, what are you going to do? I'm just a primate, man.
I feel like this is where we can come in for you though, because we're not associated with this and we can just do some shit. And then, you know, he has security cameras. He'll be able to see our license plates or whatever, but what's he going to do with that information? You know, I don't know.
I do like when there's not a lot of sports on that we could come up with schemes after King's
killing my neighbor. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Killing your neighbor. Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just joking. I would never do that.
No, because
then I would just kill his tires.
Because then it would be premeditated. So
right, and then it would be serious.
We would never say anything like that. Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, man, I got like people who walk their dogs in front of my house all the time. Can I just like keep their dog?
Yeah.
I
want a dog.
I think that's yeah. rules. That's
they're
rules.
On your sidewalk. I guess yeah. that's what the cops say.
Like, I got the car parked in front. They go on the other side of the car sometimes, like the house side of the car. So
here's another question. Well, I want to stay on this topic.
That's my dog. If it touches my yard, that's my dog.
Have you done something so petty just in spite of him? Like if something of theirs like got near, like touched your fence or like close to you?
No, because their kids don't play outside, and I'm not saying that it's like a judgy thing. They keep the whole family keeps very well inside, so there's nothing I can do. Like they just
there's
no ball, there's no nothing. It's just,
man, those kids are living the dream. It sounds like some with a wonderful childhood with some wonderful parents. Yikes. All right, is that it? Is that all the sports we got?
Nope. Ducks up 17-12.
Ducks are up 17-12.
Okay. Ooh, I'm behind. I did, it says they're down 12-7.
No. Fucking you're streaming,
behind.
Man.
You're behind me. I know. Guy. Yeah. I did see a quote from Johnny Manziel this week that I found interesting.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't like, again, we're bringing Johnny Manziel back into the national focus, which is silly. But I did appreciate the fact that he said he was on a straight diet of blow after his career ended, which
how do you get from 210 to 170 in a month?
A straight diet of blow will do it.
I mean, it checks out. I would believe that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
no, it's one of those things.
The math seems to check out. Yeah,
like I've experimented with drugs. I've never had a month of cocaine. Let me just throw that out there. But I can see how that checks out. Like,
very wild. That's it. That's all I wanted to mention from that.
That's story. All you want.
Yeah.
Can I just say the weird part about that is like Shannon Sharp is killing the industry. He's just destroying. He's fucking amazing at it. But Johnny Manziel in the middle of the day in 2024, why do we care?
Yeah, I thought it was weird.
What's going on?
Yeah, I thought it was weird too. It's like it is the slow time of the year, so I get it. It's like NBA All Star Weekend, the NFL season is over. Like baseball hasn't started yet. Like you know, whatever you got
NFL draft season, Braga. I mean that's big business right now for fucking,
but just you know. Some of the stuff he was saying, it was like, oh yeah, my dad went behind my back and said for $2 to $3 million, I'd stay for two more years. No, you wouldn't. Like, that's, I'm not saying his dad didn't ask for money or he didn't ask for money, but why would he stay in college for, let's just split it in the middle, $2.5 million for two more years? Why would he do that? It makes no financial sense. He was always going pro. Like, what do we, what? I don't know. Again, like, I just thought it was weird that he popped up. I was like, man, we watched his documentary like a year ago and it was boring. Like, what? Unless he's going to be honest about hookers and blow, which I guess he was trying to do today to an extent. It's just, who cares?
That's
sign some cards.
Does he have a book coming out? I'm trying to.
That's what I don't know.
Why? Usually you're out to promote yourself or something else.
And maybe he is. And I just don't know. But I thought it was just really weird that all of a sudden yesterday, my timeline on whether it was Twitter or Instagram was just nothing but Johnny Manziel and Shannon Sharpe. And I'm like, talking about what they built. He fucking went 9-5 his last year. Like, what they built. They beat Duke in a bowl game. Who cares?
That's where I was at, too. I'm like, why is he on my timeline right now? Like, he's like, yeah, I used to have LeBron James calling my phone all the time, telling me to come out, and I wouldn't come out or whatever. I was depressed and shit. And also, I did a whole bunch of blow. And I was like, oh, okay. Why is Johnny Manziel telling me this? But all right, whatever.
You needed to know this.
Instagram, baby. All right, what else we got? See-through Major League Baseball uniforms?
What about the M's talk?
We could talk about some M's. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I think we have discussed this at length. Yeah. I don't think it's changed, even though they put it to a vote now.
Well, the news this week is that the Eugene City Council approved bringing it to a public vote to help fund keeping the M's here. So that is really good news for the M's. Because they're still needing some money. They're not there yet, obviously.
$15 million is what they're asking.
And so they're gonna need to get that from the public, and it's gonna be. So you know, we've always sort of said it's like, hey, everybody, if you don't wake up, the M's are gonna be gone. Like they actually need your help, and now the public is actually gonna be in a position to be able to vote to help. And so we'll see how serious people take that, and if they're actually willing to do that to keep the M's in this community. You know, the M's have been around fucking forever, and so I think if people don't actually take it seriously, then they're going to be in for a rude awakening when the M's like in a couple of years when the summer is nothing. Like there's nothing to do.
The M's have been in Eugene longer than the Dodgers have been in LA. They've been here for a long time, man. And if they were asking for the, we've talked about this in multiple ways through the years. I totally get when people are like, no, billionaires fund your arena, your stadium, your ballpark. But that group is putting, I think it's like $24.5 million is what they're putting into it. And they're just asking Eugene voters. It's not Lane County. It's not Springfield. It's just Eugene proper, which I don't know. Maybe that makes it worse. I don't really know. But they're asking for it. And they're saying that for per $1,000 of your or $10,000 of your house value, it's 8 cents. They think it'll be about $20 a year on your property tax per average. Are you really going to notice that? Like, are you?
No, but there's enough people that don't care about the M's and will just instantly brush that aside as too much.
Oh, absolutely.
No, it's the any tax is a bad tax, people.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Because I think a lot of these people, if you were to tell them at the Eugene Public Library on the left hand side, we're making a sustainable dog park out of recycled tomatoes. They'd be like, yeah, I'll give $10 million to that. Yeah, why not? I mean, who doesn't like recycled tomatoes? It's sustainable. Eugene people are weird. Like, let's just be honest. And I know I've mentioned it before, but I delved back into it. But I just, looking for terrible opinions, I went to Eugene Reddit.
Of course.
Eugene Reddit is furious that it's being put to a vote. They're like, why would our leaders let us vote on this? Why wouldn't they act and just kill it? Well, because we live in fucking America. And, like, I'm not out here waving the American flag and having an eagle hat on me or anything. But you're mad that they're putting it to a vote? Vote no. If you don't want it, vote no. In our state, it's really easy. They mail it to you. You just kind of take a pen and you go, no. You put it back in your mailbox, it's over. And done. You voted. You killed it. If you want to kill it, kill it. Why are you going to be a bitch and be like, I want Commissioner... I don't even know a commissioner's name. Do you know a commissioner's name?
Gordon.
Gordon? We got a Gordon?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know any. Come on.
I just think it's insane that people on... Again, like I've said, Eugene Reddit is a fucking piece of shit. And if anyone who's listening to this is a Eugene Redditor, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. You're a bitch like my neighbor.
Your neighbor's got
my neighbor is probably on Eugene Reddit. Oh, yeah. A fucking bitch.
Great admin on it.
What a bitch he is. But it's insane. Like, they're just mad that it was put to a vote.
That's council people's job is to deflect anything negative and just throw things course. To a vote.
Oh, absolutely. And I understand that. But the thing is, like, I was also reading people like, well, why would you tear apart our fairgrounds? Do you go to the fairgrounds any other time than the fair? I know you don't go to the fair. When's the last time you went to the fair? Either of you?
10 years ago?
Okay. Do you guys go to the winter craft fair or anything?
Yeah, like the holiday fair thing they have.
Yeah.
There? Yeah.
I've gone a few times.
Yeah, a few times. Yeah.
Yeah. But
do you guys not hit up the gem shows like every Sunday?
Yeah. You're not like we're not hitting up the lager fest in middle of March for a weekend.
The boat
like,
show? You don't go to the boat show? Yeah.
The world's largest garage sale, KNRQ 96.1. Come join us.
I used to run that, by the way. That was the longest 2 days of my fucking life.
I believe it. Thing.
Yeah.
And I know people go. And I know people
burn
go
it,
to that.
No, stuff. Burn it to the ground.
I'm just saying, when people act like they would tear down a cow building to build a baseball stadium, yeah,
yes,
cows aren't that cool. Sorry, I've been to a bunch of fairs in different states. A rooster is a rooster.
I'll one up
a
you.
Cock is not a cock.
I'll one
but a
up
rooster
you.
Is a rooster.
Cows are destroying our planet. We
should pooping and farting.
Pooping and farting everywhere. They're killing the ozone layer, man. That's why we got to have electric cars now. You fuckers hate electric cars so much. It's because of these damn cows. Get rid of the cows.
I mean, if nothing else, Alan Benavides and the M's are trying to save the environment exactly. by getting rid of cows.
Exactly. Ugh. Liberal elite South Eugene people, you need to be supporting the M's because they're saving the environment.
I did. God, before I move on, I did read a Eugene Reddit comment where they were like, oh, I'm a resident in my mid-50s. I've lived in Eugene for 30-plus years and in South Eugene. And I see that we have this nice facility in the YMCA and this really cool facility in kids sports. And I can almost see value in other parts of the city getting cool things.
I mean, I totally agree with this.
Perfect. That is Art South Hills 65-year-old woman. Like, that is... yeah. You want to know what? I think the Churchill area, they could get a cool thing. I can see value in that.
Other people who aren't me getting things of value? I guess I could see that.
I could see why they would enjoy that.
Good for them.
I think that's what they said when they built and they made that baseball field out in Springfield nice for the Drifters to play at. Good for them.
Yeah.
Springfield. I could see value in that place, I guess. I mean, I don't, but, you know... Baseball, you know, I guess they could have it too. Cool.
Why not? Yeah. I can see value in that.
That's amazing.
I mean, what's your guy? You think it passes?
No, No, I think it was put on the May ballot instead of the November ballot. So there isn't going to be enough turnout anyway. So that's just my opinion.
I'm hopeful.
I'm hopeful. Yep. You know, I don't go to like 30 M's games a year or anything, but, you know, I go to a few. An argument against it is like, I've never been to an M's game. Fine. I've been to the Eugene Library once and had to step over a guy in a sleeping bag who was pissing himself. Like, that would be a stupid argument by me to say, well, then why do we fund this? I just don't go to libraries because we have the internet.
Like, I don't go.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't go to North Eugene High School. My kid doesn't go to North Eugene High School. But you know what? If they want to make a new North Eugene High School, I'll vote for it. Absolutely.
And it's very nice. It's a very nice school all of a sudden. It was a piece of shit. Willamette was very not nice.
Yeah. What's that?
Huh?
I said North used to be very not nice. It was just filled with like asbestos and like jagged, rusted fucking
garbage school.
Out of,
yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
The new one, yeah, it opened this fall. It's very nice.
It's amazing. Yeah. I run by it every day. It's really, really nice.
It's really nice.
And it brings value to our community just like the Eugene M's do. That's the point, right?
You see this guy get in on, I jog every day.
I know, oh, right?
Yeah. Do you see that? Do you see me sneak that in there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm on my 10K every morning. 3 hours before I go to work.
I have a kale protein shake right before I do it.
God, this guy's moving to the South Hills so quick.
God, if I could fucking afford it.
Seriously.
You're going to loan me $400,000?
No, it's insane.
Jesus.
Better add about another $100,000 to that.
Yeah, you're not wrong, by the way. Yeah. Sorry.
Nice fixer upper for
These River Road prices in my head.
Move beyond the old pad or the paddock, and they're now, 600,000 minimum for 800 square feet.
Yo, you get out Dillard, it's like $500,000. You get out old Dillard, it's like $700,000. You got to figure out what Dillard you're working with. Oh, man. So, yeah, you know, again, good luck, Alan. Good luck, Ems. I'll be voting for you. I'll be rooting for you. I guess that's all we got. Otherwise, there's no more minor league baseball, and all we got is college sports in this town.
We're just normal men.
What would be the closest minor league game from Eugene to go watch now? Because Salem Kaiser's been gone for a long time now.
Hillsboro's in the same thing. If I understand it right, it's Eugene, Hillsboro, and Everett are all in the same boat. Where if it doesn't go right, it doesn't go right. And it sounds like if it doesn't go right and they're gone, like they're just gone. There's nothing in the Pacific Northwest. Like there's the Rainiers, the Tacoma Rainiers, AAA. That's it. And if you listen to Alan Benavides or read some of the stuff, he says that MLB has said if these teams leave, the region's not ever
dead.
And again, I think a single A team is like brings in the value of an NFL team? Of course not. But again, I just find it really weird that Oregon is so averse to building anything, like any ambition. It's just, it's weird. And I get it. You can say, well, I don't want to pay taxes. Okay. But there's so many, and we can shit on Texas. We can shit on Georgia all we want, but their constituents will pay like taxes to build things that make where you live cooler and to bring people in. Like it's just a weird vibe we have here. And I don't want to get I don't want to get too deep into it, but we're just kind of lame on that front. Like if Paul Allen didn't build the Rose Garden his sister ain't putting in shit, the Blazers could be gone. Like, And the fact that in 1993 or whatever it was when he finally financed it, we're in a different world now. These are billion-dollar things now at that level, where at the time it was probably like $250 million. You know what I mean? And that was even special then. It boggles my mind how averse to building and being cool and bringing – just being different and like progressive on the business front we are. And again, I could say no one wants higher taxes. I totally get it. But it's just at a certain point, it kind of annoys. It's bothersome. Like, let's grow. Let's do something cool. Let's have a cool stadium at the fairgrounds where for 342 days out of 365, you drive by it and it's a fucking blight. It's gross. It's ugly. It's empty space. It's looked the same for 40 years. The fucking ice rink, there's asbestos and shit is falling through the ceiling. Knock that shit down. Build a Ducks arena. You know what I mean? Like, let's just do something. Sorry.
Yeah.
But never vote for Ron DeSantis.
Hey, I mean, if Alex Scarlatos was fucking in charge here in Eugene, we'd be fucking getting all these things built.
We'd have Scarlamos buildings. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Scarlamos, let the rhythm take you over, Scarlamos. Let the
buildings build themselves, Scarlamos.
Te quiero a burrito. Sorry.
He would not like that.
That's what I always used
burrito.
To say.
Burrito.
That's what I always
He's
used
running
to say.
Again for something, by the way.
Oh, is he? Is he changing, moving districts or something, too?
I think so. Yeah.
It sounds about right.
Moving those lines, man. Moving those lines. Just like Johnny Manziel. All right. Do we want to do our list? What do we got? Anything else? I can't think of any other sports. The Ducks are winning 32-30 against Stanford. So that's happening.
It is that.
Is we could talk about if Kelly Graves is going to keep his job if we really want
he
to.
He will.
I think so too.
I actually, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to offer a mea culpa because I think last week I said he needs to be fired.
I did
forget that after the year they made the Sweet 16 in the bubble, I did forget they made the tournament the next year. So last year was the NIT, and this year they're under 500 and an abomination. I did forget they made the tournament 2 years ago. So I apologize. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Had a shame.
I love Kelly Graves. He's a wonderful guy. Probably a good basketball coach. I don't know. I don't know what is happening with him. He has recruited really high-ranked people who have left his program, and now he still has kind of good recruits coming in, but they're not as good as they were before, and they sure as shit aren't good on the basketball court anymore. So I don't know what happened. I don't have any answers. I think what we got to ask ourselves now is, do we actually care as people, what I'm wondering, as people who follow Oregon sports, are we upset enough to the point where we think a change needs to be made?
No, I think I did some self-reflection. Graves and Altman get next year. If for no other reason, the transition to the Big Ten, okay. If neither of them make the tournament next year, and let's assume the Ducks don't make it this year, Altman has to go, and the discussion on Graves has to get very serious. It's a tiny buyout for Graves. Right now, I think it's like $16.5 million for Altman. Oregon's not a basketball school. They're not paying that.
No,
they will get an extra year out of him, and so yeah. So my thing is next year, 4 years. If Altman doesn't go to the tournament, he's got to go. Three for Graves. If he's under 500 again for the second straight year, I would move off him. Just because the thing about Altman and Graves is at least Altman in these last two shitty years into a third. Well, they win like 22 games a year. Graves lost 7 straight conference games last year. He's in the midst of 9 right now. Like, he's under 500. That's a different shit tier.
I will say for the women's basketball team is that you said it, Brog, is it's at the verge of people not caring again. If it's another season of what is happening this year, because it had so much momentum with Sabrina, and then like Kings, they even made the tournament the following year. And he had, was it?
And then the,
was it that
and
then year
the,
where
the Sob, like, the Sobley sisters too? Like after
yeah,
that
was yeah. just the yeah. And he had the draft. Didn't he have 5 5 stars come in the same year?
Yes, and all three of them are doing very well in yeah. other schools.
It's like it was set there to be a thing, like a continuous thing for a while.
That's
it
the
was
thing.
Set in motion.
That's
it
the
fell
thing.
Off.
It's like what happened? Like why
you lost all your recruit?
But how? Like why did that happen? That's my question. Because Kelly Graves is by all accounts a really good dude. Like I think the players like him. I thought that until they started leaving, right? So what happened? I mean, you have Sabrina, one of the best women's college players ever, one of the best college players period ever, vouching for you. So why did that suddenly not matter anymore? I don't have an answer. I don't know.
Also, we didn't talk about Sabrina v. Steph, did we?
We kind of glossed over it, yeah.
I okay, we're running long. We need to get to the list.
Yeah.
Sure. I thought it was cool.
I did too.
She did her thing. She pressed Steph. Like, he had to go perfect on the last rack to win it. I thought it was cool.
Got the same
next
score.
Year.
She got the same score as Dame, who won the 3-point
right.
contest. Yep.
And you know, I think next year it might be Caitlin Clark, Sabrina versus Steph and Dame. Like, make that a
yeah.
thing.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying with the
cool.
whole All-Star weekend. Like, make that the thing, right? Because the game itself is fucking stupid. Nobody cares. It was fun, though. I agree. It's fun. I agree.
It was fun. And because, yeah. like I was a little afraid, not because I think Sabrina's bad at shooting, but you know, it's a men's ball and it's a lot of pressure. I was afraid she was going to shoot like a 19. I was just afraid she was going to shoot like not terrible. Like I knew she wasn't going to go a 12, but like a 19 or a 20 where you're like, ugh. But 26, that's fucking awesome.
I will say that also, that matchup, I think it will give us benefits in the future of Kenny Smith not being allowed to commentate on anything ever again outside the studio stuff. That is all he could do. My God, was he fucking brutal.
He was brutal on the whole the women shooting in a different
yeah,
line.
It was just
line.
Like...
And God bless him. We all find him funny, but Charles Barkley with his whole San Francisco rant during All-Star Weekend about how you need to wear a bulletproof vest to walk through San Francisco and dodge poop. Ah, Charles. I know you're doing the Charles. Bring it back a little bit.
He is stumping it out on like tour with Nikki Haley right now. So
yeah. yeah.
Talking points. I wonder where he was getting those from mostly.
Thanks, guy who's never been to San Francisco. Tell me more. Yeah. All right. Do we want to do the list?
Well, you know, you got needles and homeless and poop and not winning Super Bowls.
Yeah. Brock Purdy just laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Dre Greenlaw just laying in everyone's way.
He can't afford to have a house there, so
he really can't. He actually can't.
He has a roommate. Toyota is paying him more than the 49ers.
My favorite story was when Bell, basketball player, I'm blanking on his first
Jordan
name.
Bell?
Jordan Bell played for the Warriors and he had to have two rookie roommates. Yeah. And they were like 40 miles outside of Texas. This shit's expensive.
Yeah, no,
he's winning a ring. And he's like, I can't afford this.
You're living in suburbs. You're living in
yes.
Concord. That's where you're living. All right. What's our list? I think it was a Duck Duck Chef in the Discord who came up with the list. So we're getting more stuff for the NCAA football game that's going to be coming out. They announced that the players are going to have the opportunity to opt in. And so that means they're going to get paid $600 and get a free copy of the game, which, you know,
so lame.
Which no. It's not, hey, it's
670. Well, I don't know if they're getting like the, Platinum edition. That's maybe like $120, but they're at least getting 70 extra bucks worth with the game.
I think the way it works in the pro sports games is they work with the unions. And so obviously there is no college sports union. So they got to figure out some way to do it. I don't know how much the pros get paid for Madden. You know, I don't know how that works. I know there's a lot more college football players than there are NFL football players. And so they had to figure out something that would work. I mean, just think of the raw numbers for the amount of college football players there are. Like there's a lot of players. And so you multiply that by $600. It's actually a lot of money EA is going to be shelling out to these players. That said, there are elite players in college football where they're just going to be like, no, fucking $600. Like, seriously? No, my name is worth more than $600. People are going to want to play this game to play as me. And so I should get more than $600. So
they need to pull the Randall Cunningham and be QB Eagles.
Yeah. So that's sort of what I'm afraid of hearing the news too, is they're not going to let you create the players who are supposed to be there. They're making it like an average of what the players have been at that position at that school over the last like 10 years or whatever. So it's going to be some random generic dude with some random generic stats.
Yeah, all of a sudden, if you average out all the Duck quarterbacks over the last 10 years, it's not a great quarterback when you factor in the dog shit they've ran out there mixed in.
By the way, so Hucklebenny says 15,167 D1 FBS players. So multiple.
Do the math.
So, and then Booble says $6.834 million for compensation that EA would be spitting out.
That's still a drop in the bucket to them.
They're
going to make on this game.
EA makes a lot of money.
I read something over the weekend that LeVar Arrington did not sign his like player rights over to Madden. So it was always Washington linebacker number 56 because he was afraid they'd steal his identity. It can't be real. I read it. I was like, this cannot be real. It was like a Yahoo article from like 2009. I was like, not real, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Is it an Onion article from 2009?
No, it was Yahoo. Big old exclamation point at the end. Yahoo! Archive from 2009.
All right, so our list is the top three features to be in this video game that are not going to be in this video game. And so I think a few weeks ago we did a list where it was which game would we want to have our likeness in. Was that last week? I don't know where I'm at, man. But yeah, so who wants to start?
I'll start. Because you scoffed at it in the mentions. My number three, message board rumors. I don't know. I saw number eight at a gas station. Is that not, you know, I don't know.
Are we sure message boards aren't going to be in this game, though?
They're not. Okay. They said they're not. Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. Fucking message boards. That's why I hang out with you guys. Like you and Duck Chef and everybody. Like, you guys are in the message board, so I don't have to be.
Oh, I love a good message board.
Ugh.
Tell Justin Hopkins he's short. It's fun.
All right, I guess I'll go. My number three should be a playoff system customization. So you could set the playoffs to whatever you think it should be in real life, too.
So like maybe you want a 64 team tournament.
Exactly. Maybe you want to go old school BCS with it and just go 1 versus 2, voted in by the fucking algorithm. I mean, your choice, dealer's choice.
I like that. So my number three is and they have like a school creation system, and but they have like they make it super generic. So what I want is to be able to move schools to different cities or locations. So you know, we make all this fuss about Oregon having to go to Rutgers for a conference game. How about Oregon going to like Japan or going to Amsterdam? That's what I want. I want to move the Beavers to India so we can really forget about them. That's what I want. let's see. Threes from the chat. WCP says, name, image, and likeness for head coaches. That's good. Get some income for the coaches. That's good for like the career mode. Booble says, number three, Connor Stallions level cheating. I mean, where is that money going, right? Like,
well, I mean, is NCAA going to have in-game purchases?
You know they will.
So there you go. Yeah. Buy yourself a Connor Stallions.
It's going to cost you $57 to wear the Oregon sets for just one year. Sans even throwbacks, because that'll cost you an extra $10.
Yeah, I think like FIFA does that, where you can you pay for a thing and it gives you all this extra transfer money or something like that. Ooh. Yeah. All right, King.
My number two, hookers blow in Grand Theft Auto vibes. I mean, we know it happens.
Oh, yeah. Just
be transparent.
No, career mode as a player, and you like you're walking down campus with your athlete, and you see, you just punch a hooker in the face,
and punch a cop, the money, and then you find the
stacks of cash just pop up on the ground, and you just walk over it, and suddenly that's how you're making. Now you don't need to go to the cafeteria, right? Yeah. There you go. Now I'm staying in those high rises, like whatever the fuck the new quarterback's name is, Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
High rise. It's in like a two-level like townhouse.
Which is more levels and house than I currently have.
So. Still, it's still like an $850,000 vibe.
Yep. All right, Ziggy.
All right. My number two is stadium customization. You could change Autzen how you want it to be. Maybe the Beavers, you know, Risa will look good finally somehow in this game.
That's sort of what I was thinking too, like being able to move to a different country or city. You're creating everything from scratch, right? That's what I want too, man. Okay, my number two, being able to do what Ohio State just did and signing a head coach from another school as an assistant. That's what I want to do, because you know what, there's no fucking way you can do that in a video game. You know how like the AI works in Madden, where it's like, yeah, like there's no way, like I try to make this trade that actually happens in real life, but there's no way because the logic isn't there. Like a trade the Washington football team makes, there's no way anybody would logically do that, right? But they do in real life, but a video game wouldn't let you do it. That's what I want. I want to be able to toggle the AI so I can.
Ooh, tell me how you toggle it, baby.
Toggle that AI, baby. Borderline around.
Toggle that AI. Ooh.
Tell me more.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Twos from the chat. WCP, stadium renovations. Booble says recruiting violations. Yes. That needs to be in it, right? Like, it has to be. If we're doing NIL and stuff, let's see. Hucklebenny says inflatable pool parties with co-eds, looking at you, Josh Rosen. Did I miss your three, Hucklebenny? Did you just not do one? All right, you can give us another one later, whatever. All right, go for it. Number one, King.
Oh, my number one, even though he had a stroke 7 years ago and can barely talk, we now have the AI advantage. Please get me some Lee Corso sound bites. Hey, Kirk, you know what that sound is? beep, 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 and sound the offense, backing it up after a penalty. No, well, that kind of stuff.
Can you get Lee Corso and Lou Holtz together in the booth?
No! Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. You mentioned Lou Holtz? Fuck out of here.
Jesus Killer. Christ, Lee.
Come on, man.
They put their pants on the same way we do.
Infuriating. Pissed off now.
Can I add on to yours, by the way? They need to have more than one set of announcers.
Like, they do.
God damn it, man. Like,
have you seen how many announcers they have?
It's just, oh, they have more than one set?
Let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
There's a whole list of them. I didn't know how they...
Really? Thank God, because that's like one of the worst parts about sports games is you hear the same bullshit from the same two people over and over again every game. Like, it's like that in FIFA, too, man. It's like, Jesus, like, there are so many really good, like, NBC themselves has, like, six different teams of announcers for games, and they're all really good, so why can't you just,
like... Because you got to spend a lot more. You're just scoffing at six schmil for... paying the student athletes. Now you want to pay off like 30 fucking broadcasters to
figure
say the same things.
I absolutely do. That's the point though, is they're not going to say the same things. So I don't know. Figure it out. Yeah. They've been making the same game with the same announcers every year for fucking decades. Like,
okay. Yeah, we know Fowler's in it. Herb Street's in it. Reese Davis is in it. Kevin Connors is in it. Don't know who that is. Jesse Palmer's in it. Desmond Howard's in it.
Jesse Palmer, we're going to get some Bachelor crossover?
David Pollock is in it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
There's a couple more, but that's all I can find.
I like
right
that.
Now. See.
And I don't know what the rules, they haven't said what they're doing, but.
No. Actually, I figured they would just have the same people do all the in-game stuff, and then they would have some weird cutaway to like an in studio shit, like
that's probably
in between
what
games
that
is what
nobody ever fucking watches. Oh. Ever.
God. I just want Dr. Jerry Punch to come back.
Bring him back, you cowards.
Is that too
Bring
much,
him back.
Is that too much to ask for?
Is that too much Dr. Jerry Punch? I mean, come on.
I say goddamn.
I just can't wait until they cut to David Pollock outside of like a Planned Parenthood where he's picketing, talking about, you know, pro-life or something. Speaking of life, Purdue has life if they can get this third down stop. Oh, here's me, David Pollock.
All right. My number one is it brings on DraftKings to where you could bet live bets in EA Sport. They already promoted enough on ESPN and everything. Every fucking, you know, game show is, oh, here are the odds. Let people actually be able to bet online games.
Hey Ski, and I know I asked you earlier, are you doing okay? Are you all right?
Pretty good at NCAA. I'm looking for an edge here, man.
All right. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, we're your friends. And
Cody Pickett to Reggie Williams, undefeated against you.
I could not lose other than that play, which is unstoppable. You can call any defense. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
I just want to say it pained me that a Washington Huskies glitch was the best play in that game.
And you didn't have a choice but to use it. God,
no, I didn't. Oh, man. Suckered a lot of Miller Lights and PBRs out of people.
Yeah. Okay, so my number one is something they used to have that they can't have anymore, and that is creating and sharing rosters. So
I thought you were going to say freedom.
Yeah. Something we don't have in this video game anymore, or this country. My damn freedoms. Can you give me that,
right,
EA Sports?
I mean,
why don't you spend some of that $6.8 billion on that? Give me some freedom in a small town. No, for real, like, because that used to be part of the fun. Like, I know we're doing the whole likeness thing, and we're going to have actual, like, scanned people in there now and stuff. Well, apparently down the road they will, but But yeah, that like there, I think it was like Pasta Padre was the website or something like that, where you could just get the rosters, download them, and you could either upload them to your Xbox via like a USB thing, or you could like download it from the person somehow. I forget how it actually worked, but I am Xbox friends with Ifo Ekpre Olumu and D'Anthony Thomas because of that. Because I had a roster, like they were on Twitter and they're like, hey, who has that NCAA roster? And I was like, I got one. And then they friended me on it and I shared it with them. That's it. I still see Ifo on there every once in a while.
What's he playing, man? What's he playing?
Yeah.
What's Ifo playing?
Yeah, you want to find out right now? I'll find out.
Yeah, what's Ifo playing? I can see him being a FIFA guy.
Here, hang on. It's going to take me a second to bring my friends up.
He doesn't have any friends.
Unbelievable. I don't have any friends. Wait, how do you even do that anymore?
Find friends?
Yeah.
Tinder?
Go into
Reddit. You can make a lot of friends, Braga.
I'm dead serious. How do you find your fucking friends on Xbox anymore?
I don't know. I've been a PlayStation guy since Christmas, so.
I mean, some of us have both. No big deal.
Well, I still have an X-Bone, too, so in your face. That's probably like an 8-year-old asshole.
I don't think he plays anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Damn shame. I'll do some research and see if I can... See if I can come up with answers on the next podcast. Yeah, so that's what I want. I want to be able to share, like, create and share rosters again, because that was good. All right, number one's from the chat, because we've been on here way too long again. Let's see. Booble says, LeVar Ball as an agent or league commissioner. WCP says, recruiting violations / cheating / scholarship reductions. Scholarship reductions would be legit. Hucklebenny says, bring back historical players / teams. So like 2012 Oregon with D'Anthony LaMichael, and then pay them for their likeness too. Yeah. I bet they're going to have that. I bet that's going to be like a DLC or something you pay extra for, is like the historical teams, like a all-star team or something like that. And then those guys get a cut of the money you pay for the DLC,
the in-game purchase for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mentioned on here that I've kind of been fucking around on the little mini game on Madden where you can play the college teams?
No,
it's so funny because they're actually really good at being era specific. Or like Justin Herbert will throw a pass in this tight ass uniform with the wings and all that to Ahmad Rashad. And Ahmad Rashad looks like he's wearing a fucking windbreaker and like the biggest fucking helmet ever. It's so funny.
Do they have guys with no helmets on?
No, they don't go back that far. But yeah, like it's Ahmad Rashad, Mel Renfro, and I think Dave Wilcox are all like old players, but they're in different enough eras where their shit's a little different, but it's all so funny because it's so bad looking. Like Ahmad Rashad kills people wearing a fucking parka, and it's awesome. Love that. The game's kind of it's weird because it's a different game than Madden. It doesn't quite add up, but it's visually funny.
I've downloaded Madden 4 different times, like the new one, and stopped every time. Like it's the same. It repeats every single time. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's why I don't like this. It's part of me really wants to play a football video game, but then I start playing it. I'm like, oh yeah, this isn't actually that fun, and so I stop every time. I don't know what it is. I hope NCAA brings that back, man. I hope it's fun. We'll see.
Sounds like he's mad. Cope and Steve.
Movie podcast on Sunday.
You Madden, bro?
Is Collision Course. Yes, I am Madden, because Collision Course is the movie for Sunday.
You look like Joe Madden, dork. You're wearing glasses.
glasses and a hat, right?
Yeah. And a hoodie. That's Madden true. Look.
Hey, all right. I'll take it. You know what? Joe Madden's like a good-looking old dude. I'll take that. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Collision Course is the movie. It's on Max. Watch it. We'll talk about it on Sunday.
Watch it.
Good luck with that.
Watch it.
Good luck with that. Yeah. All right, guys.
Know your history of movies. You have to watch this movie.
I mean, sure. All right, bye, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.